The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Hi, Patrick Cox here. You may have heard a couple of months ago the latest proposal from the Russian ultra-nationalist politician Vladimir Zhirinovsky. He announced his opposition, not to a person, or to another country, or to a policy, but to a letter in the Russian alphabet. He wants to get rid of the vowel "ə". And why does he want to do this? Because in his mind, the Cyrillic letter that represents this vowel is a nasty Asiatic letter. And apparently, and I quote, the reason they don't like us in Europe. Now, very few people take Zhirinovsky seriously. This, like most of his proposals, isn't going anywhere. But it gets to something that's happened, well, quite a lot in Russia over the years. And that is powerful people tinkering with the Russian alphabet, trying to force change on the people who use it. That's something that Alina Simone has been thinking about a lot recently. In fact, she did a report for us here at The Big Show. It's the story of another Russian letter that's found itself under a different sort of attack.
The most controversial letter in the Russian alphabet is actually the letter Yo. Fans of the letter call themselves Yoficators. They even have a theme song set to the music of Russian rock icon Viktor Tsoi. Why does a letter have a fan club? Because some people think Yo has to go.
It really never took off as an independent letter. It has always remained sort of the shady companion of the letter Ye.
That's Yaroslav Gorbachev, professor of Slavic linguistics at the University of Chicago, explaining that Yo's shaky status has to do with it being a relatively late addition to the Russian alphabet, dropped in at the end of the 1700s. Yo is really the Cyrillic letter Ye, which looks just like the English letter E, only with a diacritic, that is, two dots on top. Confused? Well, trust me, you're even more confused when natives casually omit those two dots, turning a name like Gorbachev into Gorbachev. But Russians have only gotten lazy about dotting their yos since the 1950s. Before that, the letter, and the very non-Western nature of the alphabet, had a powerful backer, Joseph Stalin.
He signed that document in 1930. Actually, it was a secret document. It was not to be published. That said, lay off Latinization, lay off romanization of the Russian language. And he also decreed that yo be put to use every time it's there in the pronunciation.
For the 3% of Russians whose names contain yo, not having Stalin around anymore to enforce a standard protocol is causing massive bureaucratic headaches. People have been denied passports and had their citizenship revoked. They've been unable to legally divorce and prove their children are theirs, all because of yo discrepancies on official documents. But unlike Stalin, Russia's current strongman is remaining silent on the issue.
Probably what's happening when those problems arise is super eager local bureaucrats who want to be holier than the Pope. I don't think Putin is behind this. He probably doesn't care about the alphabet, would be my guess.
Of course, getting rid of yo would bring Russian one step closer to our alphabet. East versus West, the linguistic tug-of-war has been going on for centuries. Russia's dual impulse to be embraced by the West while remaining distinctly Slavic is literally etched into the alphabet, starting with legendary font designer Peter the Great.
He was out to westernize the country. He had realized how far behind Russia had fallen in terms of education, in terms of technology, and all these things. And he literally sat down and picked out characters that looked more Roman than Cyrillic.
The Russian alphabet was adapted from Greek, a radically different language, leaving a lot of extra wood to chop. But when Peter axed redundant letters, he was denounced as the Antichrist by religious conservatives, who accused him of changing the very meaning of the Bible. The most controversial modernization actually took decades to implement, proposed by the last Tsar and finally rammed through by the Bolsheviks in 1917. It incensed language snoots, you know, the kind of people who view linguistic misdemeanors as crimes against humanity. They felt Russian was being reduced to the 20th century equivalent of chat speak.
People would say, oh, we saw these things on fences and in the bathrooms. Yeah.
In 2005, the city of Ulyanovsk, birthplace of that most famous of Bolsheviks, Lenin himself, unveiled a monument to Yor, in honor of the local historian who first popularized the rogue letter. But that monument triggered protests too, which brings us to the other reason Russians love Yor.
My guess is that the letter is so popular because a very obscene word begins with this letter. And Russians, you know, we like крепкое слово, you know, a curse word. So people are amused by having this letter around, and there may be other reasons, but that's probably the principal reason.
Given that Vladimir Putin recently passed a law banning the use of curse words in Russian films, plays, and print media, one can only wonder, will Yor end up a victim of modernity or propriety? Or maybe Russia will end up keeping Yor and keeping it weird. For the world, this is Alina Simone.
With a theme song like that, I say the Yor campaign is really onto a winner. It's a very catchy tune. And my Russian-speaking friends say the lyrics, they're droll and witty. We have more on the Russian alphabet from Yaroslav Gorbachev in a bit, but I should tell you first about some of the new developments here in Podland. So as you heard at the top of the podcast, we now have funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities, a very welcome grant for Language Stories for the next year. And we're also now part of a podcast network that PRI has put together. It's called Soundworks. That was the jingle that you heard also at the top of the pod. There are several podcasts debuting as part of this network, among them one from writer Daniel Alarcón, who you may have heard on The Big Show or on the Radio Ambulante podcast. He's starting a pod called Unscripted. It's an interview series with Latin American and Latino artists and innovators. Knowing Danielle, it should be really interesting. Another one is called Sideshow. It's a new offshoot of public radio show Studio 360. It's going to focus on art and culture and the internet. Anything Studio 360 does is worth listening to. So check that one out too. I'll post a link to the podcast network at theworld.org/language, or you can go there directly. The address is soundworks.org. Okay, back to the Russian alphabet and Yaroslav Gorbachev. Here he is explaining a little bit more about how the absence of Yor in official documents has created confusion and worse.
Legally speaking, if your last name is spelled with Yor, as is mine, for example, and my brother's, but through carelessness or whatever, your passport has your name spelled without a Yor, problems may ensue, and actually has ensued for many people starting around 2007 is when I first started hearing about these things. My brother got into trouble over this. There was something about property rights, you know, a piece of land that he wanted to get a piece of paperwork for or something, and there was a discrepancy in spelling between two pieces of paper, and he got in trouble over this. Some people cannot legally give their last names to their children because of this, you know, the birth certificate has a Yor and the parents' passport has a Yor or something, and there are problems over this. So multiple problems like this. What's going to happen now is probably they either going to abolish, get rid of Yor altogether, or they will say that Yor has to be used in legal documents such as passports, birth certificates, marriage licenses, and things of that nature.
What a strange situation for a letter to find itself in, to face either abolition or forced official use. And speaking of abolition, we've come full circle back to our favorite Russian firebrand, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, and his call to abolish the letter Ur. Why is it that these attempts to kill off letters in alphabets, why is it that they don't work? They never work, unless perhaps you replace the letters with other letters or symbols. Here's Yaroslav Gorbachev's explanation.
Our writing system and language are autonomous systems, and if you change anything in the writing system, this is not going to affect the language that people speak. It's like in English, when you abolish the TH combination, people will not start saying I think instead of I think. You know, they will continue using the sound tha. And the same goes for, you know, any language or any reform. So if you abolish the letter U, as Zhirinovsky suggested, as a barbaric and Asian sound, which this statement is crazy and nationalistic and racist, but even, you know, regardless of that, if you abolish a letter, the sound that the letter stands for will not disappear. So it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yaroslav Gorbachev. He's a professor of Slavic linguistics at the University of Chicago. That's it for today. I'll see you on Facebook at the World in Words page or on Twitter. My handle is Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See you next time.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor. The World in Words is also supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.